Well, we're keeping an eye on oil prices today after a big jump yesterday following news that OPEC member countries have agreed to cut output for the first time since 2008. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us now. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
And this agreement came after a six-hour meeting in Algeria. Why do you think it came now? Because people have been talking about OPEC deciding to cut output for a long time, and they haven't done it until now.
Yeah, look, there are a number of things going on around oil, but one of the most important are the tensions, the growing geopolitical tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Saudi Arabia does not want to keep losing market share. It's losing some to Iran because Iran had been off the international market for so long, and now with sanctions lifted, it's getting back some of its old market. And of course, Saudi Arabia has been losing market share to Canada because of the oil sands and to the United States because of fracking. So the only way Saudi Arabia could maintain its market share was to keep increasing production and lower costs. They needed to figure out a way to get oil prices to stabilize. Iran doesn't want to cut output because it says, we've been off the market for decades. We want our share back. So getting these two to agree was going to be the hardest thing to overcome. They seem to have agreed. I'll tell you, Jeremy, most OPEC deals don't hold. But the fact is, they've at least agreed to try.
So how much of a cut are we likely to see in the end, and how much is it likely to impact oil prices?
Well, it's not much because there's a glut of oil production around the world. Increasingly, the world is using less oil and it's producing more. So this is a total production cut of 2%. It won't take effect until probably December. They've agreed to cut between 200,000 and 700,000 barrels a day. Now, let me just give you a sense of that. They'll reduce output to about 32.5 to 33 million barrels a day. Current output is 33.25 million barrels a day. So it's not that big a deal, but there are a few countries, Iran, Libya, Nigeria, they said under no circumstances can we afford to cut. So those three countries will be allowed to increase production. Saudi will cut production by 500,000 barrels a day.
We know that one of the things that OPEC has been thinking about over the last many years is that by not cutting production when prices were low, they were trying to push a lot of the new U.S. Energy producers out of the business, make it so unprofitable that they wouldn't want to produce anymore. What is all of this likely to mean for U.S. producers?
Well, it has worked. That strategy did work. It's very, very hard to say what the price of a barrel of oil needs to be to make fracking profitable, because it depends on how long you've been fracking and how much equipment you have. But the bottom line is, fracking is a much more expensive way of getting oil out of the ground than drilling is. Experts say that somewhere in the $57 to $60 a barrel range is where oil needs to be for it to be profitable to be fracking in the United States. We're nowhere close to that. In fact, on this deal, oil prices jumped 5% yesterday, and then they dropped again. Because the market's not sure whether it's enough. They're not sure whether it'll hold. So oil prices are under $50 a barrel right now. Unless they're close to 60 for a sustained period of time, it is going to have no net effect on American oil production.
The stock market also jumped yesterday in this country after this news. What is the connection between oil prices going up and the stock market going up? And is this likely to have an impact on the stock market?
Well, so the direct impact in the United States is profitability. If you have a 401k, the likelihood is one of the most profitable parts of your portfolio over the last several years has been energy. It is one of the major industries in the United States. And with the falling price of oil over the last couple of years, energy stocks have taken a massive, massive beating. So the idea is, if oil prices go up to the point that American companies can start to profit from it, and remember, American companies are multinational companies, so they don't just profit from fracking, they profit from oil production all over the world. But if oil costs were to go up, oil prices were to go up, these companies would be more profitable, and that was the expectation on which the stock market rose. It also signals a lessening of geopolitical tensions. If Saudi Arabia and Iran can sit in the same room in Algeria and come to a deal, because it has looked over the last few months like those countries are close to a lot of tension. So that's part of it. But the stock market's been quite fickle for the last few weeks. So I wouldn't put too much stock in it.
And of course, most Americans aren't going out and buying barrels of oil, but we do buy gas at the pump. Is this likely to impact the price of gas?
Well, it hasn't moved the price very much. I will say this, the net effect for Americans of lower gas prices over the last year far exceeds the loss that you're getting in terms of a stock market gain. So a lot of Americans and people around the world are much happier to have lower oil prices. This is one of the great conundrums. When are oil prices so low that they affect your economy, even if you think you're getting a great deal at the pump? So, you know, experts are trying to figure out what the right price of oil is, and most of them think that at $40 a barrel, it's still a little low. At $50 or $60 a barrel over a sustained period of time, that seems to be a good balance between low gas prices and a good economy.
Business journalist Ali Velshi. Ali, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.